Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2098. 9 Fitness Tests to Track Performance Improvements by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now it is the middle of the week, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "Health is like money. We never have a true idea of its value until we lose it." Josh Billings. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 9 Fitness Tests to Track Performance Improvements by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. A lower number on the scale is not always a positive result, and a higher number on the scale is not always a negative result, even though it may seem that way. There are non-scale tracking methods that you can use to note improvements in your health and fitness. One of the ways to track progress is to test your performance. Even if the scale isn't budging, if you can run faster or longer without tiring, if you can lift heavier weights or perform an exercise more efficiently, these are all positive results that deserve celebrating. Fitness tests are one way to record how you are progressing over time. Here are some ideas for fitness tests that you can perform at home to track advancements in your fitness, and they don't require a lot of equipment or space. Fit tests to track performance improvements. Repeat the fitness tests every 3 to 4 weeks. Build some of the test exercises into your workout plan to practice between tests. The test is the workout, and the workout is the test. If you notice positive changes in your performance upon retesting, you know that you're making strides towards improved fitness, and that is a non-scale victory to celebrate. Your first test is your baseline. Take note of your performance and try to improve upon it the next time you test. 1. Resting heart rate. Resting heart rate is an excellent way to measure improvements in cardiovascular fitness. If you don't wear a fitness watch or have a heart rate monitor that tracks your resting heart rate, you can take your pulse with 2 fingers on the inside of your wrist before you get out of bed in the morning. Once you feel the pulse on your wrist, count pulses for 60 seconds to get your heart rate. Perform the test 3 days in a row, the first thing in the morning before getting out of bed, under the same calm conditions. Average the readings over the 3 days to get your resting heart rate. According to the National Academy of Sports Medicine, a typical heart rate is between 70 and 80 beats per minute. While the average for a male gender identified at birth is 70 beats, and for a female gender identified at birth is 75 beats. Generally speaking, as your cardiovascular fitness improves, your resting heart rate will decrease. 2. Balance test. Stand by balancing on 1 foot and close your eyes. Time how long you can stand without falling over. It's harder than it seems. Record your time and repeat on the other leg. 3. Push-up test. Set a timer for 1 minute, or 30 seconds for a beginner, and perform as many push-ups as you can in that time frame. Only count full repetitions with your chest touching the floor with perfect form. Half reps don't count. Even though this is a timed test, do not rush the reps or sacrifice form. If your form deviates, the test is over. If you're not able to do push-ups yet, start with an elevated push-up where your hands are on a bench and your feet are on the floor. Or try a push-up from your knees until you get strong enough to do full reps. Record the number of perfect reps performed within the designated time frame. 4. Wall sit test. A wall sit tests your lower body muscular endurance. Place your back flat against a wall and lower your body until your knees are at a 90-degree angle and your thighs are parallel to the ground. Keep your arms straight down at your sides. Do not lean forward or place your hands on your thighs. Set a timer and hold for as long as you can. Record your time. 5. Elbow plank test. An elbow plank tests your core stability and muscle endurance. Position your elbows on the floor with your shoulders directly over your elbows. Hold your body in a straight line from your ankles to your shoulders, with your neck neutral. Be sure your hips do not hike or sag. These compensations make the exercise easier. It's your body's way of cheating the exercise. Set a timer and track how long you can hold a plank position with perfect form. Once your form deviates, the test is over. 6. Straight arm plank with shoulder tap. Start in a straight arm plank position with your wrists directly under your shoulders. Keep your body in a straight line from your shoulders to your ankles. Do not allow your hips to hike or sag. While keeping your pelvis square to the ground, lift your right arm off the ground and tap your left shoulder. Now, lift your left arm and touch your right shoulder. Do not allow your body to rotate. Imagine you have a glass of water balancing on your tailbone. Don't let it spill. Set the timer for 1 minute, or 30 seconds for beginners, and count the number of shoulder taps you can perform without rotating your body. If you turn your body, the rep doesn't count. 7. Jump rope test. Set the timer for 1 minute, or 30 seconds for beginners. Jump rope with your feet together, no single leg skipping, on a soft surface like grass or rubber. If you miss a jump, it doesn't count. Start over where you left off after a misstep. Record the number of complete jumps in the designated time frame. 8. 1 mile run test. You can track improvements to your aerobic capacity with a 1 mile run. It's best to run outdoors on a flat surface, the same route each time you test. You can use GPS on a smartwatch or a phone app to measure the 1 mile mark, or drive the route in your car to verify the distance, or take your test to a local track. 4 times around the track on the inside lane is 1 mile on a 400-meter track. Run at a pace that feels challenging, but that you can hold for 1 mile. Don't sprint at full speed. You won't be able to keep that effort up for a mile. Take note of how many minutes it takes you to complete the mile. And 9, heart rate recovery test. Take your heart rate fully rested immediately before your 1 mile run test. Retake your heart rate immediately upon completion of the mile. And retake your heart rate again 2 minutes after completing the mile. As your fitness improves, you will notice lower heart rates at faster or similar speeds and faster recovery of your heart rate after 2 minutes. Fitness testing can be a motivating tool because you likely wouldn't notice these improvements without performing the tests. It can be a monthly reminder that your hard work is paying off. You just listened to the post titled 9 Fitness Tests to Track Performance Improvements by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The tests that today's author, Leah, mentioned are all fantastic and are the ones that many health organizations like the American College of Sports Medicine use to monitor improvements in fitness. But maybe you've done these types of tests and want another way to see if you've improved your performance. You can actually get pretty creative. Do you remember the movie 300? You know, the one where Gerard Butler played King Leonidas and along with his 300 ripped warriors defended Greece at the Battle of Thermopylae. The movie received a lot of attention from fitness folks because of how the actors, many of whom weren't really into fitness before filming the movie, got into tremendous shape over the course of just 6 months. As you can imagine, the actor's head trainer, Mark Twite, received a lot of attention as well. Everyone wanted to know how he and his team got these actors to look like Spartan warriors. At one point, Mark Twite posted the 300 workout on his website. This workout consisted of 300 total repetitions of different exercises. So it was do 50 pull-ups, 50 deadlifts, 50 push-ups, 50 box jumps, 50 of this exercise called floor wipers, and 50 kettlebell cleans and presses. If you add that all up, that would total 300 reps, 50 times 6. Now, everyday gym goers would tell Mark Twite that they've been doing this workout to help build muscle. He said he was always shocked when they told him this. He said the workout wasn't designed to build muscle. It was his version of a fitness test for the actors. It wasn't meant to be a workout you repeated over and over, just a way to see how far the actor's fitness had progressed since they started training with him. Oh, and if anyone is thinking about using this as a fitness test, of course, you want to be sure you're familiar with all these exercises first. And if you're wondering what a good time is, under 20 minutes would be considered really good. And in fact, under 18 minutes would be considered excellent. That is, if you're comparing yourself to the actors from the movie. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.